come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, guys? Can I say guys?
He's yelling at me over there.
Yeah, because you're an idiot.
Oh, you can't assume.
Assume that he's an idiot? No, I know he's an idiot.
You got to have a balanced lifestyle. Try to get my balance right.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. You know, we're going to talk about a lot of things, but you were just on it, right?
I was on it until you yelled at me, and then I got to call HR.
The Fitter First Balance Board, which you all gave me crap about last week.
Man, it's pretty
so
challenging.
I'm going to challenge you during the show.
I like it. To gauge your core, calves. Like my whole lower body's on fire.
But do you want the instructions from Caleb? Because you were just cheating when you were on it.
Well, I was letting one side of the board touch the ground.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's not the purpose of that board. I mean, I got the balance of a baby giraffe.
Yeah, I love it, though. It's good. Do push-ups on it. You know, keep the stability. It's real good for core, for rehab, for lower body rotation and movement. Like it's a great device.
And I'm 180 pounds, so I expected it to support my body weight, but you going there, that's impressive, because you're a heavyweight.
Exactly.
Super heavyweight if we had another division.
But right, we're gonna do the contest later. It was a Father's Day gift, and I did it a couple times. It kicked my butt, and it was good stuff. I got some things to vent, though.
You like to vent. This is all you do the show for, is so you can talk about like what goes on in your real life.
No, this is sports related.
This is like your therapy session. Like I feel like I should be a counselor.
This is sports related. Okay. You know, I want to get the first one right out of the blocks.
Get it.
Deshaun Watson.
He's paying off people. That's what you're supposed to do when you have that kind of money.
No. Okay, you know what? Let me hear your stance first.
I have a problem, and I support and respect the four that have not settled.
Okay.
Okay, if you're going to come out and make any kind of accusations, it shouldn't be about for money. And it's easy for me to say. I'm not the one that's been offered X.
Mm-hmm.
And Deshaun said that he was going to make the numbers public, which it's now going to be private.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I want to be careful what I say and how I say it, because I'm already talking to lawyers later today about some other things.
Yeah.
And I want to be careful. But if it's all about money, then it's all about money and not right and wrong. If he did something wrong, I think paying everything off isn't the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the right thing for him to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the right thing for the Houston, I was going to say Houston Gamblers. What the hell are they
Texans.
Called? The Texans.
Yeah.
The Massagers.
Well, you know, and across the four-letter network, in big, bold letters, I wrote it down. It says, all cases against Deshaun Watson, with the exception of four, have been settled. But, you know, it's typical. The headline's all. So you read the all and you read settlement and you think, except for four.
Yeah. You know, my stance on this, initially, when I first saw, you know, there's that, you know, doubt that comes in when
sure.
you start hearing these kind of claims. And then you hear this whole number and you're like, whoa, like this dude is, you know, like there's some crazy things going on. You see people start settling. From what I understand from his standpoint, and I'll play devil's advocate here because
sure.
I'm not picking a side because I don't know. When you see, he says, I'm going to maintain my innocence and not settle. That's what he said.
Right.
He said, I did nothing wrong. Everything that I did was above board. Whether they understood, however you feel about what happened, they understood what was going on when they went into it.
Right.
That's his stance. They said, no, I didn't. He says, I'm going to take this as far as it has to go. To the letter of the law. They go to the grand jury. Grand jury says there's not enough here for me to convict, you know, of sexual misconduct, which what we've seen before, they convict that stuff pretty regularly.
Right.
Right. But they said it's not enough in this case. But for him, with the size of the contract that he just got, with everything looming in the NFL, my thought process is he's getting pressure from them to be like, hey, we understand what you feel, but you need to make this go away, however possible. right? So you offer X amount of dollars, and they take it and go, right? And so that's kind of like, so I don't want to, you know, I don't want to come out and say pick a side, but I just kind of understand like the business aspect, and I feel like he got a little push in the league, and they're like, hey, listen, like I understand you believe you're innocent, but you're going to be suspended for a long time if this doesn't start to look better for us. There's a lot going on in the league right now. You have the stuff in Washington.
Right.
We can only handle so much, and we're going to start cracking down. So how do you make this go away? And I think that's kind of how it happened.
And I believe all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, when you make a comment like, I'm not going to settle.
Yeah.
I'm going to defend my name. And the next thing you see, all cases, except four, have been settled.
But that also goes to your thing. Is like, if you feel wronged, what X amount of dollars is going to make you say, I'm not wronged anymore? Or you're like, hey, I want him prosecuted because he did this and this is wrong. And I'm a firm believer, sexual assault, sexual misconduct, hitting anybody of the opposite sex. Like, I shouldn't even say that anymore.
I'm going to correct.
Hitting anybody, period.
Right.
Right. When you start doing that kind of stuff and causing people harm and trauma, like, they should throw the book at you. You should get put under the jail. That's how I feel. So for me, again, I'm not in that situation.
Right.
But for me, if I get wronged, I don't care how much right. money you're, and it's easy for me to say.
I was going to say, it's easy to say, and I said that at the beginning because, you know, you don't need money, and Paul Allen doesn't need money, right? Mm-hmm. But he's got a number too,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so you could be living a nice life. We don't know what the number is, and depending on what, it's over. So they may be saying, well, it's over, but I can better the rest of my life. I'm against that.
Yeah.
I'm saying if I'm going to say something, when I accuse, and when I prosecute Matt, there's no amount of money that he can give me for it to go away.
And from Deshaun's perspective, he was going to spend that money anyway, whether it was to settle
sure.
or his lawyers. Because
right.
his lawyer's charging him about $2,000 an hour.
Right.
He's looking at $10 million for a year or 2 years of trial. So he's going to spend that money anyway. So he's like, okay, if I can make it go away now.
And just to get back, and when you said you can't say it anymore, I don't know if I told you the story. So I was at... I was at an event in Vegas,
yeah,
and we were talking about domestic abuse, and I said, you know, I'm even for more than that. It's not if a male hits a female. It's if a male hits a male, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I use this person as a reference, and I would say the same to you. You hitting me is the same as you hitting a woman. I mean, to me, it is,
yeah.
because I stand as much chance of surviving that punch, you know, as a woman, as most men is. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to be
yeah.
honest and serious. So any of that, I'm 1,000% against. What
yeah.
are you laughing at?
We haven't actually seen him throw a punch. I mean, why would you even, like, accuse him of having a strong punch?
There's actually a video
punch?
On YouTube. Caleb Berenlock gets kicked out of the USC game.
Oh, yeah? For throwing a punch?
Throwing a punch.
What, did you connect?
Was it, I connected.
Was it good?
It was pretty solid.
Was it Kermit Washington good?
Who?
Kermit Washington, the greatest punch of all time. It's called The Punch.
No, I have not seen that.
It was an NBA basketball game, and Rudy Tekmakovic, or the coach for or the Rockets.
Rudy Rudiker?
Rudy, whatever the name, Rudy T. So Kermit Washington hit him so hard that he, like, made him taste his own spinal fluid. It's the greatest
wow.
punch you'll ever see in the
yeah,
history of punches.
It wasn't that good. No. It wasn't that good.
So, Randy, you got a chance.
At what?
Surviving his punch. And we're gonna try it after this break. Let's see if you
no,
can come back.
You're the one that wants to see it, so we'll set it up.
Well, you're the next one to go. Remember?
But no, I like, just to get back to, like I said, I want justice to be served. I want it to be handled the right way. For me, it's just one of those things where it's like, now we're in the court of public opinion.
Right.
Because two grand juries said, we're not pursuing this anymore, right? And you can keep pursuing it civilly, but at the civil level, what is it just about now? Money and,
right.
and a number before we want to settle that, you know? And so it's a tough situation, but I feel like if he was found not guilty or if he was found no contest, whatever the legal term is, I think you leave it alone and you kind of
no,
you
I agree.
Move on.
Now, there's another one similar, and I don't want to make light of it,
mm-hmm.
but this bothers me as well. The father of Tyree Sampson, the 14-year-old that fell out of...
The Orlando
right,
free drop, the free fall.
Right, whatever it's called. He wants a public apology, and I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
But he wants a permanent memorial for his son outside of the amusement park, or the amusement...
Oh, the fair when the kid fell off?
Right.
Yeah, that was bad.
No, it's definitely bad.
Yeah.
But to say that's what he wants, what is the memorial going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about
to me,
the
it's
memorial.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So, you know, if and even suing, but I get that. You know, sue for whatever. But to have a monument of the poor person, whether it was a boy, a girl, an adult, whatever. I almost said a couple things I'd probably get in trouble for.
I mean, I think
the memorial to me bothers me.
I think the memorial is like, I mean, we're all here for legacy stuff. I mean, the reason we're on Earth is to leave a legacy behind after we're gone, right? I mean, so
is it?
I think so. I mean, that's what I'm living for. I mean,
for
I'm,
sure. Well, you better get started then.
I've already believed. I left my mark on this world. Like, you know, regardless, you'll never see another naked pizza man like me.
You know, I think.
And that statue will be erected next week.
If you want a memorial, go. You know, you should go with your people and go set that up. I mean, is the fairground still there? I thought it was like a traveling fair kind of thing.
No, it's a permanent.
Yeah, it's a permanent.
The permanent structure in.
Oh yeah, that's tough to ask for. You know, that's tough to ask for. I think you should just, you know, go about the legal process, sue them, because that is negligence on their part. Because from the video I saw, he was a bigger kid, and the thing didn't close all the way.
Right.
I know if I go to Disney. If it's three clicks, if it's two, they're like, hey, sorry, you can't ride. Right. It's like one of those things where say, hey, I can go get smaller or ride the ride. You know, it's like, but they should have definitely been on that.
If it's me, if it's three clicks and there's two clicks, I'm going through those two holes to get the hell off that thing.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure. You know, so yeah, it's a tough situation, but.
I mean, is it insensitive to name the ride after the kid?
Very intense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very, like, very, I mean, that's the greatest monument of all. It's the tallest. It's got lights.
Yeah, no, that would be.
It's amazing. That's an amazing monument.
That would be tacky.
Okay. Well, then,
but then again, coming from you, it makes sense. Well. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Matt Hasselbeck of the Seattle Seahawks. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainsart.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So I did catch on the Four Letter Network. It happened to be on here at a tournament, the pizza, that Tom Brady would still be the GOAT without Rob Gronkowski ever playing with him. Give me your thoughts on that.
Oh, man. That's tough to say.
You know, I don't think it takes – okay, what does he win? Instead of seven, he'll win four?
Four. Or is it three? I don't know. I think it's three. I think Gronk's won four.
Yeah.
But yeah, three like, up there and one down.
That's like saying like Pippen without Pippen. I mean, Jordan wouldn't have won what he won without Pippen or that Rodman.
But that's a different thing, though. There's a lot of – like Tom had some great defenses that he won Super Bowls with. He had Wes Walker play big parts in games and like – things of that nature. It's hard to say.
The greatest receiver of all time, Julian Edelman.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far. But I'm not going to say he wouldn't be the GOAT. I think people look for any chance they can to discredit greatness.
Yes, right, for sure.
And to try and poke holes. Like, he was great for this reason and that reason. He'd still be the GOAT without, you know, he might not have won as many Super Bowls, maybe take away one or two, but he's, no, there's no way.
So you could take away the two that Gronk helped you make, and then you get the two back that the Giants somehow stole.
You know, I mean, yeah. It's just so, to me, it's so ridiculous to make those kind of statements that, like, they're both great players. I think Tom helped Gronk as much as Gronk helped
Tom. Absolutely, yeah.
Because, you know, like, Tom is super smart to get him in those situations. The Patriots used those two tight end sets when people weren't doing that, and they used them as their main receivers. So it's one of those things. It's like, is Gronk that great without Tom?
But
he have those stats without him?
But more importantly, like, I think the camaraderie and friendship of keeping the game fun is what led to their success together.
100%.
So that camaraderie and that locker room and just being best friends, I don't think they either would have played as long without the other one.
And we've seen Tom without Gronk.
Well, and that's what I was just going to say.
And we haven't seen Gronk right. without Tom.
Yeah.
Gronk goes out of his way to not play for anybody else. When he tried to trade him, he said, I'm retired. Right. I'm not going to the Jets, you know?
Right.
So it's one of those things like, you can't say that.
Good career.
Great,
you know, we're going to miss him on the field. I think we'll see him somewhere. He'll be in a booth.
Kind of like Randy and I. Like, he was already here doing radio, and then I come along.
Here comes some stupid comment.
And I'd like to announce my retirement from radio.
Where is Gronk? I mean, I don't like to do all the lists and stuff, but, like, you know, it's fun. Where is Gronk on your all-time tight ends?
I mean, I have to really, you know, think, because you have to go all the way back. You have to think about everybody. And it's ironic, because I wanted to bring up, they're talking about Curry and the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, where do you put him? And we'll, you know, address that shortly. Obviously, he's one of the greatest of all time.
I think he's the best ever.
You know, I would have to, and it's not just about stats.
No, for me, it's not just about stats.
Right.
Stats, for me, you have to look at people who, like, people's highs matter, right? Because you can be longevity, and I got 80 touchdowns and this, but when you turn on the tape, who do you watch and be like, oh, my God, that dude's amazing? You know, and when you watch him play and, like, things of that nature, like, it's really spectacular. And there's a lot of great ones, Antonio Gates and
Kellen Winslow
and Tony Gonzalez, and, you know, like, and those guys were amazing and did great things. But when you just turn on the tape and watch Gronk, you're just like, wow. You know, I think Kelce has a chance to go make a case by the time his career is done with what he's been doing the last 8 years. But for me, I think he's the best I've seen.
Now I'll switch over. I mentioned Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Love Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I love that they just won. I love that the team went from the highs, went to the basement, went back to the highs. But this is me. Mm-hmm. When you're talking Mount Rushmore, Steph Curry is still not on those four.
No.
I mean, he's one of the greatest of all time.
Agreed.
But if you're going to – and I always do it this way, like with Hall of Fame. If you go out and you ask 100 people and that one person is not brought up by one person, I don't think if you're going to say who are the top four of all time, Steph Curry can't be in that list.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say he's a Mount Rushmore top four, but top 10 players ever, 100%.
Not when he takes one free throw shot, or, you know, for the whole game.
If he would have made the one that snapped, you know, when he lost the record, no, he's not.
Yeah. but I mean, there's no more driving in the paint. There's no more, like, you know, basketball. There's no more toughness.
Come on. It's different.
It's just a sniper from the three-point line
different.
Without any touches.
Like, but he changed that, though. He was the one that made that change.
Well,
he was the
Reggie one that Miller changed it.
Reggie
Miller.
No.
Your boy from UCLA.
No.
Your alumni.
I love
changed
Reggie Miller.
The game.
No. Not to the
level,
not
the best. Level of Steph.
Reggie Miller was not pulling up from half court, swishing threes. Like, he literally changed. People were back to the basket, fadeaway jumpers, and playing in the lane. Steph Curry comes in, starts winning championships, scoring 50 points. They're like, hey, we need to go play like
that's
that.
That's because there's no defense. Because they can't touch him anymore. Like, the quarterbacks, they can't hit a quarterback
People didn't
anymore.
Think they had to go out that far to guard somebody until he started making those shots. They go watch Iman Shumpert. He had a great interview he did. He said, when Steph Curry started shooting, we should be like, go take that shot. You're not going to make that. And all of a sudden, he's making it. They're like, hey, you going to go guard him? Now you got to go out there, and now other people are open. Now everyone's doing
it. Yeah, but look, you start running full court press, and you start putting pressure on him, and like, you they take that shot away.
They did that. They basically tried to box and won and just kept somebody on.
It doesn't work. Like, he's special. He's special. For me,
you go Ambiram, you knock him out, you hurt his Achilles, and he's done for a season.
For me, he's a top 10 all-time solidified.
The Detroit Pistons would not allow that to happen in their house. They wouldn't allow it to happen.
Hold on a second.
It's a different era.
Hold on a second. And I go back to that era.
They wouldn't allow it to happen.
Can I finish? I'm going to turn your mic off.
Please.
All right. So the Detroit Pistons with Bill Laimbeer, with Mahorn, you know, with Rodman. Draymond Green can play with those three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Draymond Green is one of those guys.
He could play.
No, he could.
For sure.
So I truly believe that today's athlete could play the game like they did in the 70s and 80s. They just don't. And they don't have to because it's a different game.
Yeah.
But they could put a team together the same way. It's how you build the team.
And another thing that I hadn't thought about till recently is when you look at some of these, you know, all-time greats from the 60s and 70s, the NBA was like eight teams. So, okay, you made 10 all-star teams in 14 years. There was eight teams. There's like five other guards and six other centers.
When there were six,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
There's 30 teams now, and everyone is skilled, and everyone can make plays, and dudes are jumping from the free throw line and behind-the-back passes. And, like, at a time, Magic was the only one doing that. Not everyone can make those plays. So, for me, it's like you have to take that into consideration when you're saying, well, this guy had this, and he won 10 rings and eight rings. Well, yeah, he's played eight teams.
Right.
There's more players now. There's better skill players now. So that stuff has to matter.
I like I said, and I said it before, I love Steph Curry, but I'd have to really count to see if he'd be the top 10.
Yeah.
Top 15, maybe?
Top 10 for me, so solidified.
I just think you have to say right out of the back the four big centers or the three big centers. So now
why?
Because you have to.
No, you don't.
Really?
So who are your four big centers?
You would take Steph before you would take Kareem?
Not Kareem.
Shaq?
No, Shaq is dominant.
Shaq is the most dominant. I love Shaq, but it's debatable for me.
Ever. The all-time do it.
Most dominant player ever. Shaq, but for me, no question. Shaq, debatable.
Well, and the way I look at it, and I could be wrong, but the way I look at it is I don't need Steph if I have Shaq in the middle. You know, you're building around.
But imagine if you had Shaq and Steph.
Oh, no. No doubt.
You know, like Kobe and Shaq.
Okay, so
like
I say my centers were no question.
Olajuwon.
No, Steph. Wait, I'm taking Steph way before
really?
I take Hakeem. Yeah, and he's my African brother, but I'm still I'm taking Steph before him. But you know, I would say Kareem, Wilt, just because his numbers are astronomical.
Right.
But again, he's another one. There were eight teams.
Yeah,
and he's playing. The only good player he was playing was Bill Russell.
But you don't think that Wilt could have played today?
I think he could have, but I don't think he's going to be Wilt that we saw.
Well, because he's dirty, so you know he's in the dirt, and he's not playing.
Again, I don't want to disrespect anybody, but he's not playing the same guys he was playing before. He played really one great center, which is Bill Russell, and Bill gave him fits over his career. Everyone else, he dominated. Mm-hmm. So imagine Wilt playing against Shaq and playing against Joel Embiid and playing against Rudy Gobert. Even though Rudy Gobert's not a great offensive guy, he's really good defensively.
Right.
And those guys are all tall and can run the court and can play. So it's like, yeah, in his era, he was amazing. But you got to understand, guys are bigger, stronger, faster. Like,
for sure.
You put me back in the 50s in football, you're going to be like,
helmet.
Man, even with no helmet, those D linemen were 240 pounds.
No, I get it.
I was teachers in Austin.
I still think I would take Wilt as one of those three that
I would
said.
Too. Yes,
you know,
for sure.
I'd take Wilt, I'd take Kareem, and I'd take Shaq.
I'd take Jordan.
Well, Jordan, LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron. For me, my top three, Jordan, LeBron, Kobe. I say Jordan, Kobe, LeBron personally. But to me, those are the three. At the top of the list, and then the rest of the guys in the 10, you can figure out however you want to figure it out. But I don't think anybody are better than those guys as far as when you watch the game. Jordan and Kobe, assassins, cerebral, their footwork. When you just talk about basketball, how it should be played, their footwork, the kind of shots they make.
You got to put Duncan in there. You got to put Duncan. Are you talking about fundamentals? Like nobody's better than Duncan.
But not just fundamentals.
Ever.
That's like a great aspect of it. Duncan has great fundamentals too. But like for me, Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron are at the top, and it's not even close. And then it's like the rest of the guys.
I got one other close, and he's another Laker.
Magic.
I put Magic.
Magic is awesome.
You know, and again, that was my era.
Don't forget the Bird. Don't forget. I can't forget the bird. How do you forget number 33?
Bird is great. Like,
I taught him everything he knows.
Bird is great.
On the cornfield in Indiana, we was playing hoops.
Bird is great, but if I'm picking
underhanded basketball,
those three, I just don't think people feared anyone the way they fear those guys.
I think people feared Bird.
Yeah. And McHale would throw you a cheap elbow.
No, he would. No,
McHale was McHale and Bird was a great. McHale, yeah, McHale, you know, that was a squad, bro.
But I think teams, you know, were scared of Bird. You know, that guy was Mr. Automatic. They knew it. They would double team him. He'd still drain the threes. So again, I'm not necessarily saying top 10.
No, for sure. But if you look at it like this, right? When people talk about, oh, he's the next Michael, he's the next Kobe. Oh, Kobe is his idol. He's the next LeBron. He's just Ben Simmons is supposed to be the next LeBron, and like, but you don't hear anybody. There's one guy that says Larry Bird.
Nah, they got commercials about McDonald's commercial looking up to Bird.
Luca's the only one that like. Come on, take it. Nobody says, oh, he's the next Kareem or he's the next this. It's Kobe, LeBron, Michael. You can't even care about comparing anybody to Shaq, because Shaq was just so dominant,
right?
You know, so it's like all those things matter.
What about the minorities? Give us the white guys a break. Let's put a white guy in there.
There's plenty of great white players. You know, I love white chocolate. You know, he's amazing to watch. You know,
was Bob, that from the
semi-pro?
Yeah, the basketball thing.
No, that's sexy chocolate. White chocolate was Williams. He played for the Jazz, I believe. The Kings.
Sexy chocolate is Deshaun Watson's nickname.
We're going to hit a break. From Tournament to Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Three people, there'll be two when we return.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Justin Leonard from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Just because you're in the backcountry doesn't mean you need to compromise on what you eat. Right On Trek Adventure Meals are better than home cooking. They're designed to be light, tasty, nutrient-packed, and easy to cook in less than 10 minutes. Enjoy an unforgettably delicious meal right when you need it most. Take Right On Trek's trail-ready, restaurant-quality meals on your next adventure. Pick them up today at rightontrek.com/meals. That's rightontrek.com/meals.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Lowry from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Speaking of the PGA Tour, give me your, both of you fellers, thoughts on the LIV Tour and some of the players jumping ship and joining.
That's the one in Saudi Arabia?
Right, right.
Yeah. I mean, power to them.
They're making crazy money doing it, so why not? I mean, that's your job.
Well, the problem is, and again, it's the world we live in, but there's some things that happen in the Arab countries that most civilized people don't like. You know, how they treat women, things that are happening over there. And so a lot of these golfers, and Mickelson being one, you know, they're throwing, you know, how can you support that? And they're saying, hey, we have nothing to do with that. We're just playing for them. So it's a slippery slope.
Are people boycotting the NBA because they have a great relationship with China? Are they boycotting movies because movies make special movies just for the Chinese market?
No.
Okay, so why are you mad at an athlete for getting paid to do what he does? Like, it's not his job. He's not a politician.
I agree with you there. What I don't like is that PGA golfers are ripping fellow golfers who are leaving. And Rory McIlroy's made comments like, you know, this is where the competition is. Guy's making $100 million to go leave.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
When David Beckham left the Premier League to come to the U.S. because they offered him $200 million, I've won. Phil Mickelson, he's not his first time playing golf. Like, he's won majors and he's had a great career. Now he wants to go make some money. How are you upset with him for taking that opportunity? You know, and I feel like the people who are mad is because maybe you didn't get the opportunity to go as well. Sure. There's a little bit of jealous undertone.
I don't think that's the case. Not that one, because I think every single one got approached.
Yeah.
You know, and they said no for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, it would be like going to a big, not everybody can do the Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
You know, going to a nothing league instead of going into the NFL, taking the money, doing the way that he did it. And that's kind of how you could correlate that. You know, some of a former number one in the world is one of the ones that went over there. Well, Brooks Koepka just left.
Yeah.
The funny thing about him was at the U.S. Open, he's like, why are we talking about this at the U.S. Open? You know, making it sound like he was against it.
Yeah.
Plays in the U.S. Open, and like a day or two later, everything on his website's down because now he jumped over there as well. I don't have a problem with anybody playing, working, earning. I'm still waiting for you to find another radio show.
What are you talking about? Caleb and I are joining forces. The Ebony and Ivory show.
You know, it's how do you tell somebody else how to handle their career? Or how do you judge somebody else from making a choice on what's good for them and their family? Right. It's like, it's certain things you shouldn't speak on, certain things it's really not your place to say or your business. You know, like, you can't criticize somebody for going to go do what they want to go do. If Tom Brady says, hey, I'm going to go play in the Canadian League, they're giving me $1 billion to go play. You're going to be like, oh, how could you, Tom? How dare you go to – it's like, come on, dude. Like, it's let them go do their thing and make their money.
Now, I think with Tom, if he says that he's going to the Canadian League, the over-under on how many the Grey Cups he wins.
Yeah.
That's what – you need to win more Grey Cups than you do Super Bowls, you know, and then we're okay. UFC last night Brogan is training, so we may not get her at the top of the hour. Give me your thoughts on the episode.
I thought it was good. Not quite. I went back and rewatched the other one. I thought the fight was a little bit more exciting. But I thought it was a good fight. I didn't see the need to go into the, because I know that was like the hot button issue. Right. I thought there were going to be a third round.
I did too.
I did. You did?
Yeah, I did.
So, okay. So my whole thing, we've talked about this before.
Right.
When you take somebody on the ground, for me, ground control isn't enough for me to be like, hey, you won the round.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
When the lady in red, I don't want to get her name wrong.
Brogan.
When she was on the ground, she was doing some damage, like with the knees to the body. And like she had control, but she was doing like a lot of damage. In the second round, when she got taken down, I just didn't see that same punishment being dealt to her.
The last minute and a half, 2 minutes, which is, you know, we all know it as judges. You're sitting there. I'm saying fans know it about judges. You know, that they, which they shouldn't, they look more at the end because they've already forgotten the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, now in your mind, you remember, you're watching whatever. And, you know, she did, Hannah did do some damage towards the end of the second round.
She took the back. She did have a chance. She was trying to get the rear naked choke. She
got dropped and got back up.
I thought a third round would have been easily appreciated and called for.
I don't know about appreciated.
I would appreciate it to watch the third round.
Well,
the best part about the whole episode, though, was seeing Dr. Davison checking out the knee.
And that was one of the questions I had for Brogan, because this is 2 weeks in a row Dr. D has made an episode.
Because Dr. D, if you don't pass his physical, you don't fight.
Dr. D is like me and you. So just like, you're excluding us. Yeah, I'm turning you off because I don't even care. and what I'm saying is like, no kidding, people see you on TV, but I still text you. Here's a photo of you in London. This is the coolest thing.
Yeah.
So every time I see Jeff on TV, I'm texting him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, could you look up once in a while? And I clown around with him. A great guy. But second week in a row, you know, that he did make the episode, 5-3 is what the first round ended up. Juliana has 5 in the next round, 3 for Amanda. Next week, I'm looking forward to. It's going to be a great heavyweight fight.
Yeah.
That's the is that the Muhammad or is that the Zach?
That's
Muhammad's next week, right?
Yeah, Muhammad's next week.
Muhammad against Eduardo. Two big bangers.
Yeah.
And two big boys.
Dana had to make the fight happen because the coaches couldn't agree. Is that what happened?
Well, let's be honest. Hold on a second. No two coaches are going to agree on how to match this up.
Yeah.
Any coach that's worth their salt, and I know I took a beating for this, and I got almost banned on Facebook for making the comment about 88, your goalie for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah.
I said, if I was Vaz, I would have skated over to John Cooper and punched him in the mouth. Now, it was later brought to my attention. I still would have done it, but that Vasilevsky was never going to come out of the game.
Yeah.
It could have been 42-0, and he's going to finish. But as a head coach, you take him out of the game. You know,
I disagree.
Well,
I think, you know, it's one of those things.
That's why you're the co-host.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving down the list.
Hey, it's okay. I just feel like as an athlete, there's certain things and there's certain, like, your mental is so fragile sometimes, you know, and it's not like it's, if it's football and it's a one game thing where it's like, hey, like, one game and we're done. It's a series here, right? And we have a few games. You taking them out, that can hurt somebody's confidence.
I'll let you know at 11 o'clock tonight if there's a series.
Okay.
It depends on what happens tonight.
Yeah.
If the Lightning lose, no, there's no series. If they tie it up 2-2, then yeah. And I get it, you know, that it is fragile. But you also want to protect, you know, you want to let him clear his mind. You know, what about, God forbid, and I hate using that word, something happens. Your backup, has he played in 3 years?
That's why you got to stay ready.
Yeah, but you can't stay ready if you're never on the ice.
Practice.
But they're behind 2-0 to the Rangers.
I've been in situations where I'm the starter and I prepare every week and I take the reps. I've been in a situation where I'm the backup and somebody goes down. It's like, hey, you're up.
Right.
There is no, oh, hey, you got to come in. And I've been there when the starter might be playing terrible. But it's like, hey, you take your lumps, you get better, we work on it, and you move on. I don't think you just like, oh, he's having a bad day. Yank them, you know.
You can go back to one series of the Rangers. They started. They started 0-2 against the Rangers. They won 4 in a row and got to the championship.
And he struggled those first against the Rangers.
So
he didn't play well.
No, for sure.
And he came back, and I think he's been one of the keys to them winning. So you start pulling him now, it's a tough thing.
Oh, he's definitely the key.
Yeah.
You know, they don't win without him. I mean, it's he is the key.
And you live and you die by your ace. I mean, he's the one that got you there.
I understand that. I'm not saying you're replacing him. I'm not saying, you know, I'm just saying at 5-0 with 6 minutes left in the third, you're not winning this game.
But I think it shows that the coach is like, look, you're my guy. Win or lose, doesn't matter. The
coach had no say in it. Well, and that's what Cooper said. Cooper said, if I called him out of the game, he's not leaving.
Yeah.
David Wells style. I told you that story, right? You know, they came out to take him out of the game. He threw the ball down the right field line. He goes, I'm not getting out, you know.
Speaking of balls.
Imagine Tom Brady goes and has a bad half, which has happened before. Those three picks. Coach is like, hey, come out. And you're like, it's not happening.
I've been in the Super Bowl.
All right, hold on a second.
He got down to Atlanta down 27-3.
Well, yeah, see, I can't say it because it did come back. But let's say it was a tournament. Okay, let's say Tom Brady and whoever has to win 3 of 5 games, and they're up 2-0, and in game 3, they're losing 42-7 with 4 minutes left.
Still leave the goat in.
Be honest.
I'm
taking him out.
I'm not taking him out the game. Like, the NBA Finals, Steph Curry was having an off-shooting night in game 5. He's whatever, 0-for-9 from the 3 and whatever. Do you pull him from the game?
No, because it's different. Because with Steph Curry, who's still throwing from the parking lot, it's still putting two people on him, which is enabling team.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, to do other things.
Fair
but
enough.
So no, it is a little different.
Yeah.
But all right, let's go hit this break. When we come back, we'll put a hour number one to bed. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is John Smoltz from the Atlanta Braves, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Boss, New York Giants tight end, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm jamming. All right, so we're going to do an NFL draft either next week or the week after. An NFL style or land or NBA style. So I hooked up with Right on Track.
Okay,
you need to check them out, both of you guys, and I'm telling you why. RightOnTrack, TREK.com. And then what we're going to do is we are going to draft which entree you want.
Okay.
And then you're going to get to keep it and take it home.
What is this? A meal company? A meal prep company?
Yes. This is for, basically, it's for hikers.
Okay.
Okay. So you take this with you as you're hiking for 3, 4, 5 hours. But what I found out, the two things that I've had so far, and this is one of them, the grits, and I had the breakfast egg scramble, are pretty damn good.
Okay.
You know, I will eat this stuff at home. I don't need to be camping. I'm not going camping.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to do a little draft. So I'm going to bring them all when they ship them to me. We're going to lay it on the table, and we're going to do a draft. But you need to check it out so that you know, what's your first, or here's beef stroganoff.
Oh.
I like beef stroganoff.
You keep bringing out the good stuff. What do you got back there in the bag?
They're the only two I brought on purpose.
Ate the rest of them.
No, I'm eating one about every day, every other day.
But you're not a hiker.
Again, this is for hikers, but it's just as good to just put in the house.
I'm a hiker.
Yeah.
Pretty much a professional hiker.
Yeah, of course you are.
Okay, I got to, if we got time.
No, we got all the time in the world.
Perfect. So on the four-letter network, like you like to talk about, between them and Draymond Green and, you know, some of the other guys who are kind of the players getting into media now, there's been this debate or this kind of back and forth and dialogue about, like, okay, the new media, right? And basically what it is you have these guys who go on TV and make these outlandish statements, you know, kind of
like the guy sitting to your right.
Exactly. You know, and they
like
kind
a professional
of
hiker?
And they
almost
promote conflicts between players and teams to get attention and to get people to watch and whatever we can to get a headline. And
isn't he on ESPN? What's the word? I just saw it on Jeopardy. It's where the first letter is the same as the last letter. What's that called?
I don't know.
You know, it's a word that's called, it's like wow, is whatever that word
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I just don't remember.
I forget what it is. Well, that's what he is, SAS, Stephen A. Smith.
So the whole thing is like, do you feel that media should be held accountable for their bad takes
Absolutely.
Or for their bad,
Absolutely.
You know, like but you make a statement that's incorrect.
Yes, I think you should be held accountable for statements that you make. And it's something like what I've said. I'm not saying everything I say is right.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is everything I say, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not making stuff up so that people hate me. They hate me naturally.
Yeah,
true. You know, no, I know that.
You're a hateable guy.
But yes, I think you should be held accountable.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what we went back to saying before. You know, if you accuse somebody of something and it's proven you didn't do it, you should be held accountable.
Yeah.
You know, not just, okay, all right, wash my hands.
Yeah.
I was wrong. So, yes, I think they should be accountable.
Okay. Because I feel like the general consensus with a lot of guys coming forward now is, hey, when you discuss sports, I don't want to hear, oh, LeBron is this because Michael was this and this. It's like, hey, what did you see? Teach guys the game. I think that's kind of what the players are kind of pushing for is instead of coming in every day and being like, this is why LeBron is blind. This is why Jordan is this. Like, come in and like, okay, what did you see? Interpret the game to people who are less knowledgeable, right? Instead of coming out there and just making these crazy statements to get a headline or to get a this or to get a that. And I think there's a happy medium. You know, I think there really is, because sometimes it is interesting to talk about who your top 10 is, sure, and who that kind of stuff is. But there's a way to go, like we talk about, there's a way to go about it without, you know, and I'm not saying offending players, because again, like if you talk about somebody playing bad, they're going to feel a kind of way about it.
Absolutely.
Right. But there's a way to go about those things. So it's just interesting to kind of see the, you know, the kind of the headbutt of the old and the new.
What I've always found interesting is if you look at the athletes that go into media.
Yeah.
For some reason, and give me a percentage, 72.5% are always Pro Bowlers, Super Bowl, you know, champions. You know, it's the Tom Brady's. It's the
people have done it, lived it, experienced it.
Well, they've all lived it and done it and experienced it.
Not at the championship level, the Super Bowl champion level.
Yes. Gronk has done just as much as Tom Brady has done.
Yeah.
Plenty of guys, the old line that Tom Brady loves up in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Russ Hochstein had 3 Super Bowl rings. So we'll use Russ as an example because he's a friend and he won't beat me up. But if Tom Brady makes a comment about another player in the NFL, it's Tom Brady, nothing said.
Mm-hmm.
But if Russ makes the same statement because he's not at the Tom Brady level, you know, he can't say who he thinks is better or who, or he doesn't. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, I mean, I think you can say who you think is better. I think you can say.
But you'll get, like, if.
There'll be pushback.
Right, pushback.
Yeah.
I remember, and I've talked about it, Kenny Florian used to give me crap all the time. Well, you don't pick fights. Well, I don't pick fights for a few reasons. One, a lot of fighters have become friends.
Yeah.
And I will never pick against friends.
Yeah.
So when friends have then fought each other, which was ironic, Brogan was supposed to be on today. So, or not Brogan, I'm sorry. Vanessa Demopoulos,
mm-hmm,
you know, who fights this weekend. She was the one, if you remember, UFC 270, jumped into Joe Rogan's arms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing that?
Yeah.
And I was going to bring up about Frank Trigg, who was the referee and a friend. I don't know why I went into talking about that. Now I'm lost. What was I talking about? What was I just talking about that made me switch over to that?
You lost me, too. But we were talking about, wow, yeah.
Right?
We're talking about the football, about, like, you know, the
making,
you know,
statements,
the
and picking fights.
So Kenny Florian would give me garbage about that. You know, that, like, I would never pick when Frank Trigg fought Matt Hughes. Okay? I knew who I thought would win, but you don't want to piss off a friend, right?
Yeah.
And Kenny Florian gave me crap until he became media.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I see what you're talking about now. Because guys take it personal.
For sure.
You know, so, but Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Shaquille or Charles, you know, they can say stuff.
Yeah.
Where other people can't.
I think for me, it's, you have to kind of call it like you see it. Like, you take the stance where I'm not going to even go into that realm because I have so many relationships in this. I think that's a way to go about it. Or you can either be like, hey, I'm going to call it like I see it. It doesn't matter how I feel about you. It doesn't matter what I think about you. If you played great, if you fought great, if you performed well, I'm going to say it. If you perform less than your standard. So, again, it's not, oh, like, if a guy goes out and scores 15 points a game and then he went and scored 2 points, I'm like, hey, he had a bad game.
Right.
But if you score 2 points a game, I'm not going to be like, oh, he's trash, get him out of there. It was like, well, play to a standard.
I don't think athletes would get upset at after the game. I think they get upset before the game.
Yeah.
You know, you're playing the Saints are playing Cleveland. I'm picking Cleveland.
Yeah.
How can my boy pick Cleveland over us? You know, yeah. You know, that kind of thing. And that's, like I'm saying, I think the Aaron Rodgers, the Shaqs, they could say, hey, I'm picking Cleveland.
Yeah.
But if Russ Hochstein, who was your buddy,
yeah,
but he said, no, Cleveland's going to beat New Orleans, you're not going to be overly happy.
Yeah.
It's part of the deal, but I'm just saying those guys can get away with where others can't.
For sure. Definitely. There was a there's a funny take one of the guys on the Four Letter Network said, which was, there's this happy medium of who can make outlandish statements and not. You either have to be an all-time great, and you can make those statements, and people are going to let it go because, like, well, he knows he's all-time great. Or will you have to have never have played that sport before, and then people be like, well, sure, he doesn't know what he's talking about, so he can say whatever. But if you're in that medium where it's like, hey, you played, but you weren't one of the best, and you were kind of around, they'll be like, what do you know? You sucked, you know? So it's kind of like that funny.
It's the same thing with rocking a red mohawk. Like, you either are a trend-setting, trendy, cool dude that everybody's trying to copy, or you live in your mom's basement and you never had a girlfriend. You probably played Dungeons and Dragons for a living.
And you were the latter when you had that.
I'm a professional hiker.
But so tell me, J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
He's not a legend.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you but he's not a nobody.
No, he's a legend. He's a legend in college. College ball, he's a legend.
Well, J.J. Redick, he's phenomenal.
He's a legend.
Because J.J. Redick, I watch him a lot. Every time he talks, I listen. Because his focus is teaching people basketball,
right, yeah,
and teaching you what you should be looking for, yep, and what's going on.
For sure.
He never goes out there and is slandering, like, he'd be like, oh, hey, this guy needs to play better because we know what he's capable of. He went and scored 46, 45, and 38 in the last three games, and last night he had 17 points. That's not going to get it done for his team to win the game.
Right.
He's not coming out there saying, trade him because he's awful.
And he didn't
and
have the talent.
He's done blah, blah, blah. He's going out there and trying to teach people what they're seeing, and he's giving objective criticism. And I think you can respect that.
He didn't have the talent. He just had the work ethic and the heart of the hustle. And he brought the game of basketball, the hustle to the game.
You think? Yeah. I think he had a lot of talent.
He didn't have to shoot the same, how he shoots?
He didn't have the same natural talent.
Man.
He had to learn that stuff. That's why I love it.
I like what he said to Zion down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So he'd been in the playoffs every year.
Mm-hmm.
So then he goes to New Orleans. They draft Zion, and he goes up to Zion and says, all right, don't screw this up for me.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. It's like, yeah, I've been there every year. It's all on you. And then, of course, he got hurt too.
You know, there was something I seen, and there was some people like, again, there's a lot of people out there trying to, there's a lot of people out there trying to, like, get on the same page as the ESPN guys and give the hot takes and stuff like that. And somebody said Draymond Green was trying to criticize, not criticize, but he was trying to pump up his teammate Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins was playing amazing, and then, like, I think he had a bad play. And Draymond Green was trying to pump him up, and somebody was like, Draymond Green should have no right to talk to Andrew Wiggins about anything the way he's playing. I'm just like, that's how I know y'all don't understand sports,
right?
Because you don't know what a veteran is.
Right.
Like, I've had veterans who were backing me up, and I do something, they're like, hey, you need to work on this and do this. That'll help you out. And it has nothing to do with, how good you are or whatever it is. Like, so, like, when you don't understand sports and you talk sports, like, it gets real convoluted.
I'm going to do it right now. Like, on a live stream, you don't check your text messages while you're on live radio.
Did you?
But veteran move. Veteran advice.
Well, why can't you?
Well, because
it's radio.
We're on stream.
Radio. Did you see the parade? Did you see what Draymond said?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I loved it.
And I do, too.
I loved it.
You know, and it's funny because Matt and I have talked about it. There's guys like that that do that I love. Mm-hmm. And then there's guys like that that do stuff like that I don't love.
Yeah.
Which I can't explain. You know, like, I don't like Connor's talking crap like that, but I love Draymond's.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's different.
I think it's an authenticity thing.
That could be.
I think you can tell when
it's authentic.
Right. You can tell when somebody's trying to fake it and put on a persona, and you can tell when it's like, this is me always, all the time, good, bad, and different. And I honestly believe when you win, you earn the right to talk. You earn the right to go out there and say what you want to say. Like I told you.
Could you back it up?
There's certain organizations, when I've walked in the door, there's a swagger and a confidence about everybody there because, like, we've won championships,
sure,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
And there's other places you walk in, they talk it up, but you're just like, there's no
like
value back it up.
Amazon shipping facility.
Before we run out of time, but talk about places, and you have been there. You know, like New England. You walk into New England, they have that swagger because they win, and I know I'm going to get some crap to the guy to my left about saying this. Dallas has the swagger, and they don't win. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying they have that swagger still, but not the results over the past couple of years.
Five rings.
But that's America's team.
Like, you need to win another one?
No, for sure. I agree with you. But it's just like,
it's like legendary. It's the American team.
Yeah. Like, they still have Jerry Jones, who was a catalyst for a lot of those championships they won.
Yep.
And they're trying to get back and find it. But I think when you have pieces in place who experience those highs, who experience those championships, it's just like it permeates through. Yep. And the way the organization is run, it permeates through.
And then when that final piece comes, Sean Payton next year, then, you know, they'll have everything.
Exactly. Who knows? You know,
who knows? Still that rumor out there flying around. I saw it, you know, that he's still being asked about that. When will media know not to ask questions that can't be answered?
Never.
Like, that's what drives me crazy, and that's why I don't ask a lot at those scrums and stuff. So, Jerry, when's Sean Payton coming? A week from Tuesday.
Never. I think everybody wants to be the one that catches somebody slipping. You know, like, you ask him, and it's like maybe he's upset or he's in a weird mood, and he just goes on one of those rants, and one of those famous rants. So that's kind of one
playoffs.
Of those
things. Remember the playoffs?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we talked about Deshaun earlier, and people were asking him about the case. He's like, I can't talk about legal stuff.
Right.
But they ask him again next week. Right. And then next week. And then next week. And so it's just one of those things that you hope.
And then you just respond, that's a clown question, bro.
Exactly.
And run with it. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.